All right, good evening. Why don't you open your Bibles to 1 Samuel chapter 26. We're studying through the Old Testament on Wednesday nights, a couple of chapters at a time, or as much as time allows, and tonight we'd like to get through 1 Samuel 26 and 27. Robin Hood, Smokey and the Bandit, Banditos Yankees. Who remembers what that's from? Who remembers the Banditos Yankees? Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid were the Banditos Yankees down in Bolivia. The Frito Bandito. Anybody old enough to remember the Frito Bandito? All right. We tend to glamorize bandits. David will become a bandit tonight in our studies, an especially brutal bandit. He and his men will raid villages for profit, and the word that's used is one that means to strip the dead. It's a terrible, low point in David's life. Let's see how the psalmist, shepherd, king of Israel sunk so low. And so in chapter 26, verse 1, now the Ziphites came to Saul at Gibeah, saying, is David not hiding in the hill of Hakilah, opposite Jeshimon? Then Saul arose and went down to the wilderness of Ziph, having 3,000 chosen men of Israel with him, to seek David in the wilderness of Ziph. And Saul encamped in the hill of Hakilah, which is opposite Jeshimon, and by the road. But David stayed in the wilderness, and he saw that Saul came after him into the wilderness. David therefore sent out spies, and understood that Saul had indeed come. Now, if you're new to 1 Samuel, you know that we're in a, or you wouldn't know this, but we're in a part of the book where David is to be the next king of Israel. Saul is the king of Israel, and Saul is pursuing him, seeking to kill him, to take his life. David is on the run, always one step ahead of Saul, being delivered from him by the Holy Spirit, protected by God. Saul's pursuit of David caused everyone to take sides. You could not remain neutral. You're either with Saul or you were against him. And it's really tragic that Saul caused so much division among his people. Causing division is a far worse sin than we ordinarily think. It's something that God hates. I mean, if you were to ask the average Christian, I don't know if there is an average Christian, but if you asked one, if you could find one and could ask one, to list sins, very rarely probably would anybody talk about division as one of the really critical sins. But it's something that God hates. It's something that really tears people apart. In the Church of Jesus Christ, we're all on one side. And so we should work hard to maintain unity and peace among believers. Don't choose sides when believers are having a dispute. Encourage them to settle it quickly and privately and biblically. There's far too much division in the body of Christ, in the Church of Jesus Christ. We are not one another's enemies. We're not in competition with one another. We have an enemy, and we should be focusing our attention there. Verse 5 says, so David arose and came to the place where Saul had encamped. And David saw the place where Saul lay, and Abner the son of Ner, the commander of his army. Now Saul lay within the camp with the people encamped all around him. Then David answered and said to Abimelech the Hittite and to Abishai the son of Zeruiah, brother of Joab, saying, who will go down with me to Saul in the camp? And Abishai said, I will go down with you. And so the writer is careful to let you know that Saul, as typical of a king, he is in the dead center of the camp, surrounded by 3,000 chosen men and whatever fortifications they might have had. And David